Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Don Beardsley, Susan Becker, Buck Bunn, Karen Creighton, Eddie Blanchard, Ridgway Lynch, Steve Richardson, Rosemary Cease, William Schaefer, Neil Smith, Lori Strupnick, Annapurna the cat, Carmen the dog, Chloe the cat, Cabilo the dog, Mikey the dog, Job Search, Roseanne Barona, John Carroll, Lee Clark, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Michelle Matich, Robert Palermo, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbish. Prayers for health and well-being. Chabjalam Zopa Rinpoche, Venmo Thich Nhat Hanh, Venmo Galton, Venmo Chuky Lamo, Venmo Margaret McAndrew, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Sean Agarwal, Roger and Barb Alexander, Mrs. Askew, Bernard Baranski and family, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Steve and Terry Bull, family of Buck Bunn, Yuki Burrows, John Carroll, family of Karen Creighton, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Tashi Droma, Jerry Easler, Mildred Gooch, Gwen, Tracy Haas Thompson, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dell Johnson and wife Sue, Helen Kasanoff, Nina Kowalski, Dr. Jonathan Kramer, Nicole Lamott, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, R.M., Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Evan Myrtle and family, Justin Nottinger and family, Jay Pondia, Drew Pledger, Anna Pozo, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, Ken Roman, Ralph Romley, Eileen Rubin and family, family of Rosemary Cease, family of William Schaefer and the Heath family, family of Neil Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Rosan Tupton, Dion Washington, George Michael Williams Jr., Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Dorje and Kadra the Pigs, Merle the Dog. Okay, so we'll start with the praises to the 21 Taras, which is on page 191. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, God-sized fighting instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the lotus heroes triple lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving up its calm austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, read out on my conquered children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw fault on beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Kandavas Yakshas. Homage with the tret and pay sounds, your sewing post magic diagrams, the free pressing left out riding, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, she with slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three true mudra, lively masses all excited, all directions who adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, Mufa laughing with Tutari, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon All his guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, burn on honor must be shining. Amitabha in a hair knot, sending out my sight eternal. Homage shame with wreaths ablaze like the unending fire abiding. Flash of life and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she strikes the ground with her palm and with her feet beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Happy virtuous peaceful, she who filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing false bodies asunder, feces omen knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the witchy letter of the shapeless syllable whom Prophet Sanji shakes his three rows, Miramanda and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand a hammock point of Deva lake form with by silken tie and pay totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their kings and the king arouse no honor, armored in her joyful splendor, she dispels mentions and conflicts. Homage to she was to rise bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my sorrow and tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, power by the set of the nature, truth is the spirit, textures, and race corpus supreme today. These praise it with sooth, mantras and prostrations of site 21. Now if you turn to page 192, and that's where the prayer of the benefits is. Page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles be pacified. And now, to turn to page 110, we'll read Accepting Difficulties as the Path. And the Tonglen verse. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dhamma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. And then let's read the Tonglen verse. And thus, the venerable, compassionate gurus, I seek your blessings that all karmic debts, obstacles, and sufferings of mother beings may without exception ripen upon me right now, and that I may give my happiness and virtue to others, and thereby invest all beings in bliss. Does anybody want to chant this in Tibetan? Okay. I don't have my book. I have to have my book.
Oh. 110.
Dena Jetsun Lama Tu Jet Chen Ma Ju Dro We Di Di Du Nye Ko Ma Lu Da 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 La Mi Pa Da Da We're finished with that. We'll go back to the Gold Prayer Book and go to page 27, and I'll prompt you later and read the Seven Limb Prayer in Tibetan, and then we'll go to page 97 and 98 for the short mandala and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma, and then Geshe will lead us to in the Refuge and Bodhicitta Prayer. So, Geshe-la was talking, last week was talking about afflictions, and he was actually taking most of the text from Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand, but in the our textbook, Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment Instructions, they were on page 299, still on the origin of suffering. So please turn to page 7 in the booklet. It's on the table back there, page 7. We'll start with the invocation. You emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas Joyful Realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme feels the merit of mind's devotion. I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion, wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rain clouds of profound and extensive teachings of whatever suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now turn to page 13 in the booklet, and we'll just say the five-line prayer, or if you choose the four-line prayer, to Lama Tsong Kapa 21 times, and we'll say the 21st one together. Read the second stanza of the dedication, page 21. In all my life, through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now if you go to the gold prayer book, to page 27. Let's chant the seven-min prayer in Tibetan. Page 27.
Gosum gupe gone cha tse lo Nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu To me ne sa di tun tan che shak Ke pa ge wa nam la je iram Kor wa ma tom ba du le shu ne Do la che ki ko lo kor wa dam Da jen ge na jang chu chen
We'll turn to page 97. Then at the bottom you see short mandala offering. So let's offer this. Page 97, the bottom.
Saji perki shushi metog tamri Ravni Shri Nishri Sante Duce Prima Laia Iece Gim Idam kuru rata mandala kam niryatayami.
So while we are reciting refuge in Buddhist prayer, then please know, as I explained last Wednesday, so the very reason of reciting, beginning of the class, reciting refuge in Buddhist prayer is to set up, you know, like as said, intentions, you know, intentions. The does have power. The power of intentions, you know, is critical. Any, you know, like a spiritual activity that we do. So in the beginning, so there we say. Refuge Buddhist prayer. So then, while we are saying it, then please remember in your heart. You know, so this is more than traditions. Reciting refuge Buddhist prayer is to help us to set up you know, motivations, you know, but altruistic intentions. Okay. So, good evening. Welcome back to Lamrim class. So, surprised to see this is here. Nobody took this. Stress relief. So somebody gave me last Sunday, so I thought maybe we can share. So maybe probably nobody needs, I'm the only one who needs this. Stress relief, so ease tension, so. And promote relaxations. Promote relaxations. Kevin Free. Wow. Get the most out of every cup, sir. Wonderfully written, you know. Set your mind free with care, cover, stress relief. So I thought, you know, so this is a wonderful gift, so I must share. So now nobody needs this. Yoga, let it all go. So much vision, I'm not sure there are a lot of whole lamrim, kind of like tea lamrim is written around me. Anyway, what kind of mudra is? There's some kind of hand mudra, I'm not sure what kind of hand mudra. maybe Just the mudra set your mind free. there could be the mudra of death, I'm not sure. Never saw this mudra. Magnifying glass to see, so I couldn't see. Anyway, so you are still welcome to join, to share. Maybe I'll dive by the reader. Couldn't go dive the book. Where we stopped last Wednesday?
We're on the identity afflictions, and you just touched on pride. You didn't go into very much detail about pride. Which is on page 299 in the book.
Yeah, Lamrim Chenpo, you know, this is actually Lamrim, there's no. Composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, but there's only one line about pride. So therefore, I'm also looking at here, liberation, palm of your hands. This book have a little more explanation. So, so, you know, like Buddhist teachings, you know, Buddhist teaching is all about transforming our thought. And that's in Buddhism, so you try to achieve happiness, you know, through thought transformations, you know, to like changing our thinking, So because, you know, our thinking, you know, does cause so much difficulties, See, even though you are physically healthy, does not mean you are, you know, mentally healthy. So I don't mean like crazy, no. I don't mean like, you know, mentally unhealthy doesn't mean you are crazy. Make sense? The word crazy in Tibetan called nyomba, you know. So you don't say, oh, this is crazy. Sometimes people say like this, right? Oh, this is really crazy. But, you know, in Tibetan, if you say something like that, people they think that you are crazy. It's not this is crazy. People think you are crazy. Nyomba, you know, nyomba means religion. It refers to some kind of, you know, mental instability. That refers to that. We don't say that. Anyway, so you know, this is all about, you know, thought transformation. See, that's like so much going on in our mind. There's so much going on in our mind. And not all of them are healthy. Not all of them are healthy. So because of that, you know, some of them are many of them, unfortunately, not healthy. Not healthy. So because of that, it makes us sick. Oh, see? Sickness, you know, makes us unhappy. Unhappy. So therefore, even the Lam Lim teachings, you know, also is also to help us to, how you say, to transform our thinking. Mm? So then the pride is one of them, you know, one of them. Pride is one of them. It's like one of the disturbing thoughts. One of the disturbing thoughts. The pride is one of the disturbing thoughts. It doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit others. Oh, it doesn't produce any happiness. Oh, so therefore, so it is good to understand to what is pride, how you define pride. So that's not healthy mind. No, this is part of the mind, but it's not healthy mind. So in order to challenge that mind, first we have to understand what is pride. No. So therefore, there Nolama Tsongkhapa explaining this, you know, this all these different types of disturbing thought. So now, see, generally speaking, the definition of disturbing thought, or klesha, or afflicted mind, or delusion, whatever you call, that basically is a disturbing thought. Because when you look at the definition of klesha, it clearly says, you know, like minute it arises, it disturbs your, you know, like mind. You know, it disturbs your mind. You know, it's like then your mind kind of become unclear. You know, so then you can enjoy, you know, so mental as a. If not, you know, if not mental happiness, but you know, at least, you know, you should not, you know, let out disturb our mind. So that's why we are studying this. Okay. So what Lama Tsongkhapa said here, again, is that jigdala tendes. Jigda, can you please read, Lamala, what you said in English?
About pride.
Yeah.
Pride means observing, either internally or externally, qualities that are high, low, good or bad, and based on the reifying view of the perishing aggregates, allowing your mind to become inflated.
So the last one, can you say the word view? What's the view?
Based on the reifying view reifying.
What is that?
Reifying is to treat as substantially existing, as a concrete material object.
Not getting easier, it's getting difficult. it doesn't make sense? Huh? In Tibetan, the word called jikta, it makes perfectly sense. Jikta. I was wondering how jikta.
Allowing your mind to become inflated, you assume an aspect of superiority.
So jigda, you know, this is like how you say.
I think below it says on number 6, it says that the reifying view of the perish aggregate is an afflicted intelligence that observes the appropriated aggregates and regards them as I or mine.
That's more clear. So jikta, no, that's like misunderstanding of self, okay? Misunderstanding of self. Based on certain theory or certain philosophy, you know, that's very obvious, because it's totally based on some theory or some philosophy or some idea you know, that, you know, explains about self, or some theory, they explain about self, and some like philosophy that talks about self. You know, there's many, many different philosophy, you know, how to define self. So there's that only, you know, that kind of, how you say, self-grasping mind. That kind of self-grasping mind is very, how you say, theory-based or reason-based or idea-based or philosophy-based. Only a certain group of people that have, you know, this kind of, how you say, misunderstanding of self. So it's called kunda. The henge is like then, regardless, people, human, animal, everybody equally has that, you know, self-grasping mind, which is like henge, means it's just there, you know, never been eliminated. So misunderstanding of self. One is totally based on theory, idea, philosophy. Oh, so then one is like, you just, you know, because clearly there's fundamental confusions, not knowing how to define self. No, not knowing the self. This is what it is. So here, jitta. So then there's, within the jitta, there's two types. Nandi jitta is like self-gossiping. Then from there, you know, so there's another misunderstanding is like mind, you know, mind, how, not mind, you know, my, you know, my, mind, mind, how you say?
Yeah, mind. Mm-hmm.
How you say that mind? Mind cup? You don't say mind cup.
My cup.
But this is mine.
Yeah, this is mine.
Yeah, this is mine. My cup, you know. I. In the initial stage, you become as a. You start to grab on self. Self. The self grasping, that takes first, no, the self grasping. You are grabbing on self. So then after that, then you know, like mine, cup, you know, this is mine, you know, my, then because there's a second type of, there's self-grasping, there's two types of them. Nandu jida, ngayu wa zimbi jida, so, tamu ngashi dala shinju, dagi dishing le shen, tamu ngashi, in the beginning, in the first initial, in the first, according to Madhimanga Avatara text, it's not here, but according to Madhimanga Avatara text, like composed by Chandrakriti, Bandaram, Chandrakriti. In that, you know, in the text, Tamu Ngashi Dala Shinjujis, or Tamu Ngashi Dala. In the beginning, so you become, you become attached to self, you know, attached to self. So I, you know, I am so on, so, you know, I, so then my, so that's like how all the problems start. All the problems start, you know. I, because of that, then my, you know, then your, our, then, you know, all then that, all this, then like, I say, differentiate based on culture, look, tradition, belief, way of thinking, interest, you know, right, then my interest, your interest, and this is mine, then, like, the I think, you know, that thinking is the best, or something like that. Then, all that, according to Madhyamaka text, Tamu Ngachi Dala Shinjuji Dagi Dijingula Chajiba, Sujitra Rama Mavais. So then, after that, what happens? Ancient time, there's like, the way they deliver the water into the rice field. So they have this, like, tools. Handmade tools, not like machine. It's like kind of machine, but it's not powered by like electricity. It's like powered by water, or maybe I'm not sure. So when you go like remote part of, I think China or Thailand, or like Intel, you can still see some of them. They're still using, but actually it's like wheel. Like wheel. There's a water wheel. There's a bunch of like bucket.
Yeah.
It's Because one goes down, brings up something, then goes round and round, round and round, round and round, round and round, goes round and round. Tamungashi, that's what Chanda could say, Tamungashi Dalashi is. First we become attached to I. In the very beginning, you have not clear understanding of what's I. You know, could be mistaken the way you think about I or self. So then after that, you know, not just that, then there's another, like, then that produce my, you know. Tamungashi Dalashi, Dagi Dishing, and Chacha, but then you become attached, oh, this is my, you know. Then you become attached, you know, this all the your possession, that you all created, all everything. Tamungashi Dalashi, Dagi Dishing, and Chacha, but so this is not wrong, and this is not wrong. So then, because of that, then it's like, goes like that, what you call water wheel. Then go like this, water never ends, you know. Go, it goes round, first back it goes down, then come up, then go again, then. So therefore, Pandit Dhavata, the Chantakudi, Pandit Dhavata, Rola Ninja Shukantra, this. So there's reason to develop compassion, you know, compassion. Go round and round and round. So last Sunday I said, we are in the same boat. And here you say boat, according to teachings, it says oceans. We are in the same oceans, you know. The ocean in these oceans, there's a wild wave. Disturbing thought, there's one kind of wave. So, disturbing thought, you know, there's another wild wave in that ocean. It's not calm oceans, it's like wild oceans. See? So there's like, then there's no, like wild wave of disturbing thought. That means, then action. Also another wild wave. Then we are carried out by east to west, north to south, up to down, all kind of directions. We are just, you know, like pushed by that wave, the wild wave, your own wild wave, or maybe own wild wave of another people's, you know, so then we are pushed by back and forth, like up and down like that. In that ocean, there's like alligator, three types of alligator. So, first one is called suffering. There's one alligator there. People experience, you know. So, in that ocean, if somebody is not experiencing suffering, that does not mean they are free from suffering. See? So, the second alligator is the suffering of change. So, then the last one is pervasive suffering, you know. So, that's the most difficult to, first of all, intellectually, difficult to understand. Suffering does not mean pain. Suffering does not mean pain. Suffering does not mean physical pain or mental pain. Suffering does not mean that. Does not mean pain. So in that ocean, so we are all in the same oceans, you know. Even though we look fine, you know, dress well, but, you know, is this type of problem or suffering is very much hidden. You can see, you don't see them very, no. So particularly in the West, no. So like everything looks nice, clean, no. The suffering is very much hidden. So we are in the same oceans, that in the wild oceans, pushed by all direction by all this wild wave. So we have to help each other to get out of the oceans. So we should not, you know, how you say, grab someone, then, how you say, we should not hold anybody down in that ocean. It's no good. No, that's what we should not do. So, so So then, you know, in that ocean, you're going like push here, push there, you know, like going round and round, like that, you know, like that, like water wheel, like that, you know, still going round and round and round. So now, you know, it's time to rethink, trying to try to study what are those disturbing thoughts. What is the definition of disturbing thought? How many types of disturbing thought? And after that, then how to minimize them and how to get rid of them and how to see these are the two enemies, no? Two enemies. Oh? Because of them, we are not experiencing everlasting mental happiness. Oh? Not because of our neighbors, so we think, no? My neighbors. So, you know, so then the cause of being carry out in that oceans is not our neighbor, is not our wife or her husband or friend. It is simply disturbing thought and actions. Oh? Disturbing thought and actions. So somehow it's good news because you know, you can control. Oh yeah. So that's a brief explanation about jikta. Jikta, you know. Tambu ngashin dala shinju chis. Tambu ngashin dala shinju chis. In the beginning you say, oh, I. That's all begin. That's how everything begin. I. If that understanding of I is clear, crystal clear, so then both, you know, like the rest of the thing won't happen, you know. But right from the beginning, that's what they call fundamental confusions. Fundamental confusion is the root of all the sufferings. Fundamental confusions is the root of all the sufferings. So you need to pay attention, you know. So when you say I, how you define I? What is self? No, it's very important to understand what is self. So then, not having that clear understanding, then after that, saying my, then you know it leads more like leads to more confusion. So right now, you know, it's good to study, just to study this. Okay, so just want to explain that jikta. There's more difficult than pride. No pride, no. Then please also look up just different kind of pride. Okay, look up different kind of pride. Ngaji ki kongpo la yinze ki chwe mi chas. Knowledge is like water. Knowledge is like water. Pride is like ball. Maybe you have same saying in English. Tibet is ngaji ki kongpo. Pride is like ball. Knowledge is like water. When you pour water here, it will not stay. It will not stay here, it will just go down. No? That's like this pride. That means you are not going to learn. Even though somebody has a better idea, right from the beginning, you are not willing to listen. No, you are not willing to listen. No? So, ngaje ko hindi ke chu me chas tene lobje chu kala yes nise lobje means advice. So not always comes from high, you know, like somebody, you know, like renowned or famous, you know. Advice could come from bird, B-I-R-D, bird. So there's lobje chivu kala yes, no. Doesn't have to be someone who wear ropes. Bird don't wear ropes. Doesn't have to be human being. Lobje chivu kala means you can get good idea, advice even from the bird. They're saying in Tibetan, lobje chivu kala means you could get advice from bird, not literally you can get advice from bird. That's saying. Make sense? Yeah. You can judge because human stripe is inside. Human stripe, animal stripe you can see, it's very visible. Animal stripe, tiger stripe you can see. Human stripe you cannot see. It's very much hidden. You cannot judge, you know, you have no idea. You can judge. Me remove knowledge, you know, human stripe is inside, animal stripe is outside. So that means there's all kind of advice, you know. So that means should not judge people, you know, you have no idea. Pride is like ball. The water is like knowledge. The knowledge will not stay. Even though you put it there, it will just, how you say, slip. It will not stay because there's no place to stay. It's all round. That means always willing to learn, willing to listen, learn, you know. Rather than saying, oh, who are you telling me, you know, so I am so and so. So then, you know, you never going to learn. So that's the downside of pride. So then another called divine pride. So people, we should not misunderstand between pride and divine pride. Divine pride and divine visions. These are necessary in order to practice Vajrayana teachings. So you have to generate divine pride, you know, for profound reason. So maybe now, leave it in palm of your hands, I'm not sure where I... that I've marked here, so yeah. So meanwhile, I'm looking, so can you read the second one? Can you read this?
Ignorance? Number four. Okay. Ignorance means possessing the affliction of misunderstanding on account of a mind that is unclear about the nature of the four truths, karma and its effects, and the three jewels.
Okay. So here I will respond. Pride, okay. What Phobanga Rinpoche Phobanga Rinpoche said. Rani Tomjo Yunde Riyu Sherabche. Reason could be your power. You have certain power, you know, certain power in the workplace, or if you're holding some powers, or could be your wealth, could be your knowledge, could be your, how to say, caste. But that's no problem here in America, you know, so there's good things. America, you know, have no problem. Caste. Or maybe, like, how to say, the share of this, like, literally means wisdom, more wisdom. Because you are not willing to listen or show respect to others because of your power, because of your wealth, because of your knowledge, because of your caste, no, that's not here, so, and also wisdom, and also say, okay, my pure morality, you know, I have pure morality, you know, pure ethics, because of that, you could use that reason too. Kama kia samas, you know, maybe like, it could be your voice, beautiful voice, you know, looking down on someone because of, you know, all of those reasons. Kia samas, shemo chawas, tsundiju, Or maybe you have big body like handsome looking body, or like has a lot of muscles, or I'm not sure, whatever it is.
Bolt up.
Oh yeah. So you know what it is. Shemuchewa, Sunjiji, you sang it, let me in the same chamber, you sang in the same chamber. Then, Ritumun Tawanachi, Shem Mashum Shum Shabashi, Rani Chodu Zinji, Shem Paro Mouse on the same chamber. This example that Pomonga Rimaji used, when you look at it from the tip of the mountains, when you look down, everything kind of looks small. That's exactly, you know, that's physical, you know, physical. You are looking down on the tip of the mountain, then everything looks small. So that's physical. So now this is in the mind, is the mind. You know? So that's how you look down, everybody, you know, look down. So then become like, you know, like no shame, no embarrassment, all this could, you know, happen too. Mm. Then abusing, you know, some looking down. You know, doesn't require much to, how you say, try to arise, doesn't require much. Ringo, Kang Tawani, Tuan, Mujuji, Chiji Tiso, Ringo, Kang Tawani, Mujuji, Hongam, Shangbu, Kangmani, Tisumatani, Najaji, Kumbuli, Chimidosumatani, Chiji Tiso, Ringo, Kang Tawani. Even like, you know, if somebody has a lot of pride, even doesn't get benefit going to somebody's talk or teachings, you know, because they just, because their attitude is already mistaken. They say, okay, what he has to say is something new. So I'm going to check what kind of mistake he's going to make. Nothing like that, no, because, even they're going to different talks, you know, different lectures, you know, will not benefit that type of people, no? So now, here, the antidote, so, then he's only said, because whenever he gets kind of like prideful, that he always think about computers, kind of like, you know, put him a little bit down. Because there's, you need to think about something that you don't know. You don't know. Or maybe admitting something you don't know. So, see, in Buddhism, if you know this much, you say you know nothing. Or maybe you know this much. Here in the West, if you know this much, you say you know this much. So, it's hard. King Chung, you know, they're like, how is it, humbling yourself, as being modest. Being modest is a big part of the, you know, Buddhist teachings, you know? So they say, oh, you say, okay, Buddhist, can you teach me this? They say, the right Buddhist, you say, oh, no, I don't know. Does not mean they don't know. If somebody says, oh, I know, doesn't mean they know. Somebody who says, I don't know, doesn't mean they don't know. Maybe they do know, because they don't want to admit they know. Rishi rangi chivo ne kangbe pa rere la chinna ge nilu chiye rang mishe ba shindu mangu yoba na sanda ngaje rengu es. Even from head to toe, there's so much in his body we don't know. So we think the doctor knows, you know, maybe some doctor knows, but some doctor probably don't. So, so just don't need to look far away. If you just look at the body from head to toe, how much you know about this body. So then there's no, when you think about the point is like, whenever you get pride, so antidote is to think something that you don't know. So that will help. Okay, so that's what Pumbaa Rinpoche said. There's one example of Swami Chiji to the Ringo. Kang, Kang Toan, Muji Hong Bahang, Hong 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 Hong. So we'll jump on to the ignorance here, okay? So now there's number three. Number three. So number four, Marikpa. Shiva Marikpa. Chiri Marikpa. To Marikpa. So number four. Attachment, anger, pride. First one is attachment. Then second is anger. There'll be six of them. Out of six, first anger, attachment, third pride, fourth now ignorance, okay? Then you see first, the what Lama Tsongkhapa said here, Deshi Tanga Lende Da Kunjo Rangshin, Kunjo Ki Rangshin La Lo Misare Mishibi Nyimo Chenos, Mishibi Nyimo Chenos. Deshi is, how do you say, can you please now read something?
Ignorance means possessing the affliction of misunderstanding on account of a mind that is unclear about the nature of the four truths, karma and its effects, and the three jewels.
Not knowing. Paul, that's better. Not knowing.
The nature of the four truths.
Yeah. Four noble truth. Not knowing about four noble truth. Not knowing four noble truth. Oh. Talking about universal compassion, universal responsibility. When you talk about universal responsibility, you are talking about responsibility of the environment, not just that. From Buddhist point of view, you also need to talk about the being that live in the environment, you know, not just environment responsibility. That's universal responsibility. So, Four Noble Truth, not knowing Four Noble Truth. Means, this is the teaching, you know, the Buddha's first taught Four Noble Truth. So, not knowing suffering. So, it's very hard to develop compassion towards George Bush. Billionaire, you know, they live in a big house, big mansion, they have a lot of big house, vacation house, they fly, they own airplane, you know, so they drive like more expensive car, they live in like, they have a maid. They had a maid. So, it doesn't guarantee happiness. I know. It was one of my probably not relatives, but you know, like close relatives, far relatives in Nepal, you know, has maid. Maid? Housemaid. Has a maid. Housemaid.
Housemaid.
Yeah, cleans and cooks.
Have a maid.
What I said.
Having it made means you've made it rich.
Ah, no. First of all, the guests, when you go there, you don't feel comfortable. You don't feel comfortable. Especially when you're living in the West, like, long time, then when you go there, when you see that, you don't feel right. You don't feel right, you know. So, and that's like this kind of like tradition that's passed down from parent to kid. It's going on. So, obviously as a guest, you don't feel comfortable. So then, when you spend enough time, then you see it doesn't guarantee happiness for them. You know, there's also all kind of communication. So they're having a hard time generating compassion towards those, you know, people who we think doing well, you know. What is lacking? Simply we don't understand the suffering. That's what's lacking. So see, we don't see, we are not seeing ocean. We are all in the same oceans. No, we think, oh, they are out of ocean. No, they are not out of ocean. They are still in the oceans. Huh? So that's why, you know, not knowing suffering, the cause of suffering, then all kind of arguments, you know, all kind of like argument, fighting take place. If people understand Four Noble Truths quite well, then a lot of this argument will not take place, no? That means everybody take responsibility rather than blaming each other, you know, not take any responsibility, oh, this is all your fault, no? So everything in this ocean, everything has been contributed by everybody, you know, it's not just one person's fault. Not because one person's fault, because the ocean is there, it's not because of one person's fault. Because of the ocean, the wave in the ocean is wild, not because one person. So see, understanding, the studying Four Noble Truths will help lende causality, you know. Every action, you know, has result. Result? Or you can say consequences. Every action has consequences. So, I heard, you know, something that, like, somewhere in Africa, the people are doing as taking resource from the, could be mining companies, so anyway, so whatever they are taking out of from the land, whatever they are taking out, what kind of material they are taking out of land, some part of the land, there's a lot of apes live there. So there's some people, the hidden camera, they're coming, they're on the mine. So they're saying, you know, it's just monkey, you know, so not knowing. So sometimes, you know, there's ignorance, it's not good, you know. So it's like kind of heartbreaking to hear, you know, some human being say something like that. So causality. So idea of going with the flow, people do say, oh, I go with the flow. If you understand causality, well, so you are capable to go with the flow. But, you know, it's easy to say, but not easy to do when it comes to a practical level, you know, so going with the flow, so it requires understanding of karma, you know, will definitely help. Understanding of karma will definitely help. To go with the flow. So kunjo kije rangila lo misal misi bini mo channels so forth. Not knowing Four Noble Truths, or not just then denying them. Denial, there's no. You do, if you kill, that's okay. You know, if you steal, if nobody knows, that's okay. You know, it's not, you know, not that action, not taking that seriously. Okay. Does it make sense? This is the lende. Yeah, you see, there's so much suffering in the world caused by ignorance. Ignorance is related to the belief. So much, you know, the suffering is caused. Ignorance, so much. Not knowing the reality, no, I'm not understanding that. No, so now you see, there's so much problems caused by ignorance. In the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, what they say, if somebody come here, you know, like grab one of the statues from altar, throw on the ground. But because of that act, so as a true Buddhist, you are not, you know, you don't have any permission to harm that person. See? So nobody can harm enlightened beings. Once you're enlightened, doesn't matter throwing their image on the ground or not, you can't harm them, you know, because they are free from all the disturbing thought. Nobody can harm them. But not having clear understanding of what is enlightened beings, then there's, you know, some kind of misunderstanding. So So then, you know, unfortunately, you know, so then people do fight, you know, then sometimes people do lose their life. So that's not, this is just example, so ignorance. So if somebody is saying something negative about Buddhism, if you are Buddhist, you know, so then that's also, you know, not knowing the true principle of Buddhist teachings, to not to get angry, you know, in any circumstance. So like that, then she does it, lend it, the kunjo, rangi, no misery, misery, ni mochi, no. So that's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Tene, Papa, Marik, Cheba, Tong, Matong, Rik, Marik, Sewada, Rikbala, Gada, Garda, Mai, Jawa, the Marik, Bache. So Mari was not seeing, not, you know, not knowing or not seeing, because there's no like wall between here and the outside. You can see them, you know, because there's you can see, because there's the block just like that. Mari was misawa, so this pena mixumba tabi na thame hamche. When you close your eyes, you know, it's kind of like dark, and you can see. Mumbai chhe vengumba bidhache in the darkness. You know, you can't see anything in the dark, pitch dark. Even though they are seeing English, you cannot see them. Doesn't mean they are not there, because there's no, you don't see them, because they are, you know, because it's dark. Something like that. Then, likewise, no, not able to see, even though there are so many incredible things in the room, because their room is pitch dark, but even there's all kind of things made out of gold, silver, you know, like all this precious metal, or maybe like a lot of diamond, but you are not going to see. You know, it's like the room is pitch dark, you're not going to see. So that doesn't mean they are not there. We know what similarly, you know, like Four Noble Truths, causality, or karma, kunjos, no, so mean, and ranging warm, nilu mitoa, mitoa mamate, so. So that's the fundamental confusions, root of all the problems that we face. There, jita mariba chido sebeluta na jita ni mariba is. So sometimes like self-grasping is like explained as ignorance, fundamental confusion. Some system they are same, some system, you know, they explain differently. So the system that talks, explain similar between self-grasping and ignorance, fundamental confusions. So then this is, there's no difference, it's the same. This is the root of all the disturbing thought. This is all the root of disturbing thought, is not knowing, not fundamental confusions. You know? For example, sometimes people get confused between rope and snake. So they don't get confused. Clear day, nobody get confused. I'm not sure. Generally speaking, nobody get confused, you know, like the rope is snake. So you can see them clearly, because it requires certain early morning, maybe in the late in the evening, early morning, the sun is not out, you know, it's not really clear. And then, you know, some kind of like suspicious mind, maybe there might be some rattlesnake under my deck, or maybe something like that, or, you know, trouble. So like that, you know, so not knowing the situation very clearly. So then top of that, the rope is only out there, always like I'm twisted, a little bit twisted, like snake. Then, you know, so you already have some kind of doubt, maybe someday you're going to see a snake. So then all different causes and conditions come together, then you see vivid snake on the piece of rope. then all kinds of emotions arise. So then even sometimes you see them moving.
Mm.
Or you put them eye. But there's no eye, so you put them eye and all the nose. Everything you put it, your mind put it there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually it's just a piece of rope. Then you decorate that piece of rope with very nicely, like a rattlesnake appearances. In India could be cobra. Then you decorate them. So one time in after 1959, you know, so a lot of the Tibetan people, they escaped from Tibet. So they exiled in India. So they put into the place called Buxar. That used to be British prison camp, where they put a lot of prisoners there. So that they gave to the monks, all the monks, you know, they live there. So there's not like bathroom like here, you know, you go to bathroom outside, you know. So one day, that monk's already passed away many, many years ago. So he's going out, he's going to the bathroom. And there's like moon, it's out, moon, out. And he's just, you know, he's probably peeing or whatever he's doing. So then he look, and there's not, in that area there's big leap. Some plant has huge leap. It holds water. Some of the raw water is in the, and he looked, and he thought, oh, there's one person, bold, sitting there and like, how do you say? Nodding at him. No, probably that mind and body separated at that time. Ran back to the house. Wherever the, and that, you know, is not individual house. There's like huge house. There's like many, many beds. There's so many beds. All monks, you know, there's about 30 beds one side, 30 beds in one room, probably there's 100 people, you know, they sleep together. Came back and told some of his, you know, also came to the meeting. My teacher was one of them, told, you know, he saw there's somebody out there, you know, like huge head. So it's unusual size of head. It's bald. And it's nodding at him. So then they all went with a flashlight. And it's one of the, and then turns out there's a big piece of leaf is carrying some water. The reflection of the moon become bald head. And nodding at him. And there's a move by wind. So everything's been created by mind. So if you know the situation very clearly, you don't have to go through all this anxiety, you know, fear. Mm. So then, see, in my hometown, the winter times get so cold. We have like, used to have like 6 or 5 feet snow, so cold. At night when you know, there's no washing machines, everything you wash back is winter or summer, doesn't matter, you have to wash, you know, every cloth by hand. So minute you dry outside, it becomes like, all the clothes like this, you know. It's like after like 5 minutes, it's all frozen. And there's a kid at night, you go to pee outside, and there's no mud. The wind blow. Then there's no head. So then you create the head. So your mind create the head. And your mind create the leg. Then it's coming towards you. Then you just scream, and you just when go inside and cry and all that. Turns out tomorrow morning just your clothes. The very clothes that you wear every day. That's like not knowing situation, no. Same. No, So now number five, okay. Doubt.
Doubt means considering those three. The four truths, karma and its effects, and the three jewels, and being uncertain whether they exist or are real.
So first let me read what Lama Tsongkhapa says, so then I'll stop. How we are doing? Nobody's dropping their head?
Uh,
Teruji, dembas usun la mini yetan me, ina minya bawashi. There's not much explanation in Lamrim, you know, so. Deshi ji kunjo che lendeso la mini yetan me. Can you say that again, please?
Yes. Doubt means considering those three, the four truths, karma, and its effects, and the three jewels, and being uncertain whether they exist or are real.
Uncertain whether they exist or real. Uncertain, okay. Uncertain. So that is not here, but in the philosophy text, there's three types of doubt, three types of doubt. Tenjuki tetam, you are thinking, is this impermanent or permanent? I think it is impermanent, but you are not 100% sure. You know, there's a good doubt. So before you say the equal doubt, it could be permanent, it could be impermanent, I don't know, it could be permanent or it could be impermanent. No. That's called equal doubt. So then I say, this is permanent or impermanent. I think this is permanent. That's wrong doubt. No. So they say, impermanent, permanent, or maybe impermanent. That's better doubt. Make sense? There's three types. Maybe could be both. Could be permanent, could be impermanent. That's equal doubt. So one is tending towards fact. Or permanent, impermanent, or maybe it's impermanent. That's tending towards tending.
Mm-hmm.
Heading towards, tending or heading? Tending towards fact. Or permanent, impermanent, or maybe it's permanent. That's tending towards wrong. It's not permanent. No, it changed. So that's generally speaking, from the philosophical point of view, there's actually three doubts. Equal or could be permanent, could be impermanent, you didn't decide. Equal. So then from there, you could tend towards, towards fact or towards false. False?
False.
Yeah. It's not permanent. If you think it is permanent, that's mistaken. It's not permanent. Uncertain whether there exists or real or like that. Domin de da lamno da lamla tsena je tabar lo tije sunde domin a tije sunde no so se the desire to go to Washington DC in the beginning does not have any will to go, then you will probably more like you will not go because you have no desire to go. Just example, no. So you have no will to go, you probably not go. Don't want to go. So maybe you have will to go, then you go, then you lam no means you what road you take when you go to Washington DC?
I don't know.
95? Then the if you take some other road, that road leads to some other state. No,
yeah.
So there's another obstacle. In order to get to Washington, you may end up in New Orleans. No, not the American people like me. No? So no, so not know how to read the map. No, so don't need the lamna chesam. So they say, maybe it's 95 or maybe 75 or 65. No, so not just like that now. Doubting which road to take, you know, that is, they become obstacles to get to Washington, D.C. Similarly, the path that leads to liberation, or not wanting to go in the beginning, not have any desire to achieve liberation, you know. So then even though you take the path, you know, so then, you know, you take the wrong one. So then you don't get there. So even though you're going to the, like then, you know, like that's like mistaken path, you know. If you make wrong choice, then, you know, you will not get there. So, you know, that's the downside of the doubt, okay? So these five are called, what you call, non-view. What is it called now? Can you read?
It has more than, it has like,
this is number five. This is number five?
Yeah, five is doubt.
Then what it says in the last, in the very end, what it says? The very end.
Well,
the doubt.
It has more than, it has like ten, it has five more.
No, Ramallah, in the end of the doubt, what it says?
Oh.
End of the doubt, when you read.
Concerning those three, four, truth, karma, and effects, and the three jewels, and being uncertain whether they exist or are real.
Oh, then please continue what it says.
And then that's it. And then the sixth one is the realigned view of the perishing act.
That's not Lamrim, right? You are reading Lamrim?
Yes, sir.
There's like, the last one is wrong view.
Six.
Out of these six root disturbing thoughts, first five is like called non, it's not view. Okay, it's not view. It's like, I'm not sure how to say, non-view disturbing thought. Out of six, there's the last one is the view. Okay, last one is the review. So the number six is like called view. Okay, view, it has five. It has five. Okay, so now time is over, so maybe next Wednesday. Okay, next Wednesday. Then, you know, sometimes going on good, that you know that you are on the wrong side of the road, not wrong side of the road. The road is wrong, you know, it's not. So then, same time, there's hope that you will see some road that you recognize. There's another obstacle, not in Lamrim here. You are already in the wrong road, then have no clue where you are going. Then isn't in the same time there's hope that you will see some road that you will recognize, and maybe from there you get some idea. But you know, this is all another type of ignorance. One time, Shara, when we went, you know, pick up those study there, up there, because Amitabha studies, one of Greensboro, one of the Vietnamese, one of the Asian family, they are closing the store. So then I was there, so I was doing some talk there. So then I went to Asian restaurant, so then the store is quite close there. So we just went inside to just look. No, so then talked to the owner, so then there she's saying she are going to close down. So then I feel kind of like urge to rescue all these holy objects. So I'm not sure where they're going to go. So then she says, okay, you have more, so they're going to reduce the price. So then I thought, maybe I told her I'll get all of them, you know, not just one, all of them. So then we went second time, you know, to went there to bring the statues. So the Sherab Lama is driving. Sherab Lama, whenever I go with him, we always lost. Always lost. So that day, not just lost. We lost and lost. I have no clue. I don't go much outside, so I have no, still I don't know, you know, very well all the road, name of the road. So Sheriff don't mind ask people to directions, but after 5 minutes, then he's going to ask me, you know. So he's the one who asks. So how I remember. So anyway, so we come, went to Greensboro, brought all the statues, driving. All of a sudden, start to see some mountains. Sheriff said, that doesn't look right. I said, I'm not close. It's taking a long time. So turns out we are heading towards Asheville. So, you know, he's driving, so then there's not much talk, no, nothing to talk, so then we just quietly driving there. So then I keep asking him, you know, like, are we getting close? And he said, we'll get there soon. Then all of a sudden he got shocked to see some mountain. So then later on he told me that we are heading towards west, is the west. So I said, oh, maybe that's no, it's good omen, auspicious sign, because maybe we are going to Abhinava Buddha's pure land, which is located in the west. So maybe he's assuming that he will find some place, some road that he will recognize. Then finally, when he sees the mountain, then he recognizes that we are not getting any close to Raleigh. So then next Wednesday, any discussion?
I think we have a few of us.
I'll say, maybe we all say maybe 7 medicine Buddha mantra together, okay? 7 medicine Buddha mantra together. So then, when we just look there, can you say it loud? We all say it together. Can you say it loud?
Sure. When I'm thinking your name, that eradicates all obstacles and purifies all negative karmas. Thus to you, Buddha, medicine Buddha. I forgot the rest. I make prostration. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bekira
Pavala. You chant? Yeah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bekira Pabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze Mahabekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bekira Pabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze Maha Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bekira Pabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze Maha Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bekira Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze Mahabekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bekira Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze Mahabekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bekira Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze Mahabekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha. Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanze Guru Bekira Tabarasaya Tathagataya Arhate Samyaksam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanze Mahabekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha.
So I'm going to say very quickly the eight medicine Buddha's names, so even just hearing them, you know, will there will be like positive impact on your health, okay? Thank you, Oya.